Welcome to On Texas Football, a little special report today. Colin Simmons, the state's number one player overall, an edge prospect out of Duncanville, was at his spring game last night and decided to drop his official visit list. And the Longhorns, as expected, were one of those. Jerry Hamilton has been saying that the Longhorns were expected to get a visit. I've got Jerry here to give us the very latest. Jerry, let us let folks know what's going on.
Yeah, Colin Simmons will be in town for what I'm going to start calling Texas Five-Star Weekend. I mean, that's what the level of visit weekend it is, June 23rd through 25th. We had been reporting it inside Texas that we expected that visit date to happen. I was at Duncanville High practice last week, a week ago Monday. And again, I kind of that date matched up with everything we were hearing. Colin was just waiting to announce his official visits. He's also, you know, he kind of pulled a little surprise on his official visits, Bobby. He has Miami the 9th through 11th and Oregon the 16th through 18th and then Texas 23rd through 25th. As of right now, that's what he's released. He told Sam Spiegelman of On3 that last night. So the question then becomes, when does he visit LSU? Because at the end of the day, this is still, I expect it to be an LSU versus Texas finale. Maybe Georgia is the third right there. But I still expect him to stay close to Dallas, stay close to home. So the big question is, when will he officially visit LSU? I do know that LSU, the guys that they're really battling, the Texas is on, Oklahoma is on, those regional visits in-state or the big-time targets out-of-state in Texas, they're trying to push those kids to not officially visit until the season. So to get those kids to hold off from summer commitments and get into the fall.
That's interesting. I mean, I feel like if they do that, they're playing a little risk game, but they're trying to be patient as well. So
yeah,
it's a new day and age in recruiting. And one of the things, the factors that I thought that you mentioned very early in this recruitment was that Colin Simmons wanted to play in the SEC.
No question. Well,
neither Miami or Oregon are in the SEC. Texas will be. Is that playing a factor in this decision, or is it perhaps slipping down the rung as far as a decision point for Simmons?
Nah, I'll be shocked if he doesn't play in the SEC. That'll just be a surprise to me. Look, we're in the NIL day and age, so maybe I shouldn't say that, but it still would be. Every time I've talked to this kid over a two-year period, it's been SEC. I'm going to end up playing in the SEC. So the interesting thing is you get more than five official visits now. So we're going to have to see how Colin kind of sets this whole thing up. He could conceivably go to LSU, Georgia, Florida, and Texas A&M during the season. I mean, you know, we'll see. I mean, there's one train of thought that he'll decide before his senior season begins. I'm not sure I'm on board with that one.
Well, here's the reality, too. It's not like he plays for a bad football team.
That's right.
Plays at Duncanville. So he's going to be playing probably until the end of December.
That's right.
In the state playoffs. So it's not like he has a lot of time to go do whatever he wants to do on a team that Reggie Samples keeps those guys pretty much in line at Duncanville.
Yes, he does.
And so weekly or summer visit, I mean, he even has problems getting kids to football games on Saturdays because he usually likes to practice, have a light practice on Saturday after a Friday game. So Colin's going to – it's interesting if you're trying to play that game with Colin Simmons and trying to massage or manage his visit schedule a little bit. But it's big news for the Longhorns.
Yes.
You mentioned the five-star weekend, Jerry. I pulled up the list. There's 22 guys coming in that weekend, the 23rd through 25th, I believe. There's only four stars, but four five-stars in the Colin Simmons, Micah Hudson, Kobe Black, and Dominic McKinley, the defensive lineman out of Louisiana also. But to your point, number one guys on the board for Texas throughout that list. Incredible amount of talent coming in. But it's not the first weekend. The 16th is the first big weekend. What is this looking like, in your opinion, as far as Texas is concerned right now this weekend? Are they putting most of their marbles in this basket?
Well, they definitely are on the offensive line. That's part of why I'm calling it a five-star weekend, right? I mean, they got four five-star guys coming in and five offensive linemen coming in. And Daniel Calhoun, look, Daniel Cruz is a top interior guy on the board. Daniel Calhoun's a top right tackle on the board. Ori Williams arguably is their top left tackle with Brandon Baker on the board. Makai Saina, Nair Daniels, two of their top guys too. And then, you know, there's 12 4-stars and 4 5-stars coming in. I mean, so there aren't many visit weekends that, you know, are better than this. Maybe Georgia's scavenger hunt last weekend. But this is a bit huge weekend for Texas because, as you know, we know from cutting videos, once the offensive linemen come in town, anything can happen. That's when the commitments tend to start happening. But, you know, Selman Bridges coming in with Micah Hudson, a top defensive back target. Corian Gibson, you know, that'll be after a Clemson visit. That's really the one I'm watching. Does he go all the way through the official visit processes of today? He is. But then you kind of look at, you know, guys that Parker Livingstone is a guy who's Texas is very high on at wide receiver. So they have a lot of top targets coming in that weekend. Obviously, Zena, Umeo Zulu, right? So this will be a family weekend too. But it's a huge weekend. But what's interesting to me, Bobby, is you kind of separate it, and you were the first person to bring this up on one of these live chats, is the 16th through 18th is a lot of out-of-state visitors. The 23rd through 25th is more of the in-state visitors. I think there's 8 out-of-state visitors amongst the 22. Now, I also say I expect another one to be added, at least one more to be added. Jaden Jackson, the defensive tackle from IMG in Florida. I'll be very surprised, like Colin Simmons, if he's not at Texas on the 23rd through 25th. He just hasn't released his visit dates yet, and that'll be Ohio State, Miami, Florida, Oklahoma, and Texas. We'll see if he makes all 5.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This was I was going to go back to that defensive line because we're talking about Colin Simmons here setting his official visit. Big news for Texas. Also set official visits to Miami and Oregon. I'm speaking with Jerry Hamilton of Inside Texas. What I wanted to get to, though, Jerry, on this is this makes now 5 defensive linemen in this June 23rd weekend. Not only Colin Simmons, but their other top targeted edge, Zena Umeozulu. You talked about him just a few minutes ago. And then they add guys like Dominic McKinley out of Louisiana, Terrence Hibbler out of Mississippi, T.J. Lindsey out of Arkansas, maybe Jaden Jackson, as you're mentioning, out of Florida.
Alex January.
Yeah, Alex January also. Their big interior defensive tackle. His dad played at Texas. He's also from Duncanville High as well. Is this that weekend where the defensive side of the ball, because I'm looking at Kobe Black also coming in, another 5-star guy, Corian Gibson, highly rated by Texas, of course, on the defensive side. Justin Williams, the linebacker out of Oak Ridge.
Dylan Williams out of Long Beach Poly.
Oh, Dylan Williams. I'm sorry. Dylan Williams. And then Jordan Johnson Rubel.
Yes.
Out of IMG, who's originally from Fort Worth. He's going to be in as well. So, I mean, it looks like it's a little bit of this is going to be the top guys on the board weekend if they're not coming in the weekend before too, right?
Yeah, I think when you combine one of the big questions on Inside Texas is what's going to happen on edge and defensive line recruiting. We're going to know early in July on that. That's the reality. You just name the guys, the 7-8 guys that are going to be in the 23rd through 25th. Then on the 16th through 18th weekend, you have Jordan Ross. They're taking a swing at the top 5 edge kid out of Vestavia Hills in Birmingham, who's not going to go to Alabama or Auburn as of today. It's Tennessee, Florida, Georgia, and Texas. Then you have Melvin Hills, the defensive lineman from Lafayette Christian Academy. You have Isaiah Funga, the defensive lineman committed to Utah from Phoenix City Central. And there may be one other defensive lineman. DeAndre Robinson from Orlando Jones. So there's 8 interior defensive linemen coming in those 2 weekends, likely for 4 spots. So it's all setting up. You know, you want to bring in 2 guys for each spot and hope you walk away with 3 or 4 of those. And on the edge, you know, that's they have three, four guys, big time guys, highly ranked guys coming in those two weekends in June. So Texas fans will have a pretty good idea early mid-July where defensive line and edge recruiting is going for Texas.
Let's circle back real quick to something that's a bigger picture item. How good is this group? Like it is, in other words, it's nice to hear all these names. People right. try to put a value on them. Is this a group that's representative of a top five class if they can get a lot of them? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, if Texas wins their fair share of the battles of the June 16th through 18th, 23rd through 25th visitors, and 75 to 80% of those kids are going to commit before their senior season. So it's going to be known where these guys are going. The hay is going to be in the barn. Then Texas, for sure, if they win their fair share, has a top 10 class, and they'll be in line to have another top five class. Because guys like Micah Hudson, Colin Simmons, those guys probably aren't committing before their senior season. So those are going to play out. And so if you're sitting there at 7, 8, 9 in the class rankings, and there's 2, 3, 5 stars still on the board, that's really going to decide where you end up in the class rankings. But Georgia's going to have the number one class. Everybody's fighting for 2, 3, 4, and 5.
One final question here as we talk about the Colin Simmons setting his official visits, as well as the big recruiting weekends coming up with Jerry Hamilton of Inside Texas. If you want the complete list of everyone that is showing up, visit InsideTexas.com. Go to the football recruiting section and literally just click on the link visits, and you'll see an entire list of guys that are set to visit Texas over the next couple of weeks. That'll give you a sense of it. But as we finish up here, Jerry, how good, in your opinion, is Colin Simmons? Is he the nation's number one or two edge prospect and the state of Texas's best prospect? Or is that nod go to Micah Hudson? I mean, who's the best prospect? What do you think?
Yeah, I think Colin Simmons is. I actually think Joseph Jonah Janya is number two from Oak Ridge. Those are my two guys. And that's just a premium position on defensive line. I mean, you know, you look at Colin Simmons for Texas has to be the number one guy, by the way. I mean, we talk about this all the time, the dynamic edge player. If you put that guy on this Texas team this year, we'd be looking at this team like, uh-oh, these guys can contend, right? So Colin Simmons is there. I'm watching him up close last week again. I've seen him, I don't know, 15 times by now. What I like, it's one thing to have the talent he has. You know, you can go through all the skill set, right? He's got the length. He's got the frame. He's got the feet. He's got the burst. He's got the twitch. But then he's got an alpha personality. He's embracing being the leader of Duncanville's program. And he is unquestionably the leader. Now, the junior to be quarterback, Keelan Russell, I think is big time too. Best passing quarterback Duncanville maybe has ever had. So those two guys are going to kind of be the alphas, but it's still Colin Simmons' team. And he's embracing that. He's running with that. He's continuing to work hard at his craft. He works with defensive line coaches in the DFW area outside of Duncanville. So he's continuing to work on his craft. He was down at Collective in Austin 3 weeks ago working out with Micah Parsons. That's at Jeremy Hill's, former Texas running back, younger brother of Tony Hill's facility in Austin. He made his way down there. So he continues to work on this craft. And I do think that's going to make him keep carrying him towards that ceiling. Look, he's a guy, we talk about this, he should be a first-round pick one day. He's still got to go do it. You got to stay healthy. You got to have those breaks. But he should be that guy. Him and Joseph Jonah Janya are a little different for me in the state this year.
Interesting. Jerry Hamilton of InsideTexas.com. Get yourself a subscription if you haven't already. It is a tremendous site. Jerry, myself, Eric Nalin, Justin Wells, Joe Cook, the whole crew providing information there on a daily basis. Jerry, thank you for joining us. And hopping on quickly, I wanted to get the news out because it's certainly big. Colin Simmons sets an official visit to Texas for the June 23rd weekend in what Jerry is now calling the five-star weekend for the Longhorns. For Jerry Hamilton, I'm Bobby Burton. Have a good one. This has been On Texas Football. Hook 'em.